is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been on a relatively law enforcement-ish theme tonight, talking about how to deal with the police earlier on in the show. If you're just tuning in now, you can always grab archives later tonight when the show goes up over at freetalklive.com. But let's switch to a little bit of news from the Associated Press, San Francisco. Now that a proposal to legalize pot is on the ballot in California. Good for them. There's one thing that California manages to do right, and that is change the drug laws in a positive manner that can reduce harm done to the people who are interested in pursuing those pursuits of drugs. And, you know, they did back in 1996 with a fairly overwhelming vote legalize medicinal cannabis. It took, unfortunately, a good decade for that to really start to stick, but now they're looking at voting on actually legalizing cannabis all out.
You know, and I think that most people in California that wanted to, at least a lot of people that want to smoke pot, probably do with their doctor's permission.
And the rest of them do anyway.
Yeah,
yes,
and
they do.
I don't imagine that the local and state authorities spend much time enforcing marijuana laws there. But
not these days, but they did in the beginning. It took them a long time to really let go.
And that was, it's been more than, almost 15 years since they did it. And they've sort of moved towards it. But I'd like to talk about, just briefly, what is it, you know, how many people smoke marijuana that would otherwise have, be doing harder drugs, have gotten addicted to harder drugs, use marijuana to get off of harder drugs? I mean, I know
people who've used marijuana maintenance program where they've been addicted to harder drugs and they quit cold turkey or whatever with those harder drugs and they use the marijuana to get them through the withdrawal symptoms.
Yep, I absolutely know people that have these sort of addictive personalities and they would be addicted to anything. And of course, there's absolutely addictive drugs out there, and they had been on these addictive drugs, and they switched their addiction essentially over to marijuana, and they smoked marijuana mm-hmm. every day. They were functional. They went to work. They had jobs. They changed their life from no longer functional to functional. And the way they did that was by using marijuana, and I feel that's a step up.
It's a miracle drug. It really is.
These people with these addictive attitude, these addictive personalities, they're going to smoke cigarettes. They're going to be addicted to eating ice cream every night. Whatever it is that they like to do, it just happens. You know, the question really is it where does addiction start and stop? And I've often struggled with this.
I think you're addicted when it's affecting you negatively. The addiction is affecting your life negatively.
So if you eat ice cream every night and you're fat, you're addicted?
You spend all your money on ice cream. You can't stop spending money on ice cream.
Well, ice cream doesn't cost that much.
Yeah,
I would say if you were getting fatter and you had a problem with getting fatter, because I think some people don't care. You know what I mean? I see some people who are so fat that, I mean, they must just not care. And so for those people, if they cared and they continued to eat ice cream as well as other, I would say being addicted to junk food can be a real problem. For a lot of people, being addicted to like snacks like Cheetos or being addicted to fast food like greasy foods, that kind of thing could be a problem, and that could affect you in a negative way.
So yeah, I think it's the negative effects of your habit that I think turn a habit into an addiction. But you're welcome to tell us what you think an addiction is. 800-259-9231. I mean, would you agree, Julia, Mark, that is one of the hallmarks of an addiction that kind of changes from a habit into an addiction when it starts to have negative effects on your life?
I don't think that's what defines addiction. No, but I'm not sure either. To me, it really is different. It's really difficult to say. I want to have soda every single day. I like to drink a glass of soda at least, and once I have the first one, I want two.
Mm-hmm.
So am I addicted to soda? Caffeine certainly is addictive, but I could get caffeine in other fashions. I like to get my caffeine delivered to me in the fashion of a soda. So I like that, but I'm trying to cut out the high fructose corn syrup out of my diet. Obviously, you can't do both of these things. Well, you can if you order your soda from Mexico or something. So
actually, like all soda in the entire world that I know of, I mean, not that I'm an African soda expert or anything, but like soda from Mexico, Canada, I think
Canada?
The United States, oh yeah, like the Jones sodas are raw cane sugar. I mm-hmm. believe that America is the only country that really has that obsession with the high fructose corn syrup, and I think it has to do with the tariffs on sugar. Like, even though raw sugar is way cheaper to process, we pay more money up for it because of the tariffs on
it. That's right. You're right.
So we get worse soda that has that real sticky, strong sugar that I think soda from Mexico and Canada tastes better with the raw cane sugar.
I tried out that Jones soda, and you certainly can't say it tastes bad.
Addiction, a physical or psychological need for a habit-forming substance such as drug or alcohol. In physical addiction, the body adapts to the substance being used and gradually requires increased amounts to reproduce the effects originally produced by smaller doses. Definition 2, a habitual or compulsive involvement in an activity such as gambling. So with a very generic definition like that,
it could be anything.
It could be, but I think
that's the point I was making with eating ice cream at night.
Right, but I think that there are different levels of severity of an addiction, right? So
sure.
The more severe it is, I think the more detrimental it is to your normal life. Like we were talking about recently on the program, the people that are addicted to World of Warcraft or these other EverQuest, these online massively multiplayer online games. So at some level, you've got a habit where you're there every night playing for an hour. That's probably not too detrimental. But if you're there for 8 hours a day, every single day, you're skipping work, you're breaking up with your girlfriend, you're missing your mortgage payments, you know, if that's what's happening, then you've got what I would say is a severe addiction. So I think there's a continuum here that we're talking about. Anyway, back to the story about the California vote. They're going to vote on legalizing marijuana, legalizing cannabis. The story from the Associated Press is that now that it's on the ballot, well-organized groups are lining up on both sides of the debate. And it's not just tie-dyed hippies versus anti-drug crusaders. So far, the most outspoken groups on the issue are those affiliated with California's legal medical marijuana industry and law enforcement officials who vehemently oppose any loosening of drug laws. But the campaign that unfolds before the November election could yield some unusual allies. Free market libertarians joining police officers frustrated by the drug war to support the measure. And pot growers worried about falling prices pairing with Democratic politicians to oppose it. The Democrats are opposing legalization of cannabis? Others believe legalizing and taxing the drug could improve the state's flagging economy. Jack Cole, president of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, says we spend so much time, our police do, chasing around these nonviolent drug offenders, we don't have time anymore to protect our people from murderers and child molesters. He's from LEAP, the group that plans to champion the California proposal between now and the election. The initiative known as the Tax Cannabis Act received enough signatures this week to qualify for the November ballot. If it's approved, California will become the first state to legalize marijuana for recreational use by adults, or at least to re-legalize marijuana, because it used to be completely legal within this last 100 years. The measure would also give local governments the authority to regulate and tax pot sales. According to the campaign finance records, nearly all of the more than $1.3 million spent on the campaign to qualify the question came from businesses controlled by the proposal's main backer, Oakland medical marijuana entrepreneur Richard Lee. Lee operates a medical marijuana dispensary and cafe in downtown Oakland and is the founder of Oaksterdam University, which trains people to run their own medical marijuana businesses. Well, at least they can run their own businesses if they don't live in L.A., where the L.A. City Council has limited the amount of medical marijuana dispensaries from 1,000, which is where it was. There was no limit before. They've limited it down to like 70 or something ludicrous like that. But otherwise, you can open up your marijuana shop. The largest donations from an individual came from George Zimmer, the founder and chief executive of the men's clothing chain Men's Warehouse. Television viewers know Zimmer as the Fremont-based company's longtime pitchman in commercials, but he's also known as a longtime supporter of efforts to liberalize the nation's drug laws. Opponents contend that a legalization effort will pit a few wealthy individuals against regular Californians who will provide the groundswell needed to defeat the measure. You have rich dilettantes who want to legalize drugs and ordinary people who consider the ramifications of legalization on their communities and their families. According to John Lovell, lobbyist representing several law enforcement groups opposed to the initiative. Because families are going to get hurt by legal marijuana, right? We'll talk about it here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract works by gently scouring the plaque from arteries, reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level. Details at hbextract.com.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural alternative treatment for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website. In fact, in our podcast, they go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
Take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today, startpage.com. Not only do you have privacy in your search, but if you use the little proxy link that comes under each search result, you'll visit the website without the website even knowing you're there, and you normally have to pay for that service. Startpage.com.
California may get it wrong in most areas, but in the area of drug reform, they are leading the rest of the United States. They're doing a great job, and they've got actually legalizing marijuana on the ballot for this November. They got the required number of signatures, and of course they had to approach it by, let's tax it. You know, they had to come from that particular approach. I guess I'd rather see taxed marijuana than black market marijuana.
People put in jail for using marijuana. Yes, I would.
Yeah, that too. That's what happens
to the black market.
Yep, it sure does. And then there's the violence that comes up around it. And of course, the marijuana trade isn't the most violent of the drug trades, but it's still there. There's still
violence. It drives up the price incredibly.
Scam artists are there.
You know, when you're talking about a quarter ounce being, well, what's a good quarter? You can pay $150 for a good quarter, can't you?
Yeah, that's still a little steep.
$120.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can pay $120 for a good quarter. Once it becomes legalized, you're talking $12 for a good quarter, and then they put the taxes on it, double it to $24, and everybody saves money, and the government stuffs money in his pockets.
Everybody's happy. Yep.
And then they'll triple the taxes.
But, of course, there are opponents, and as you might imagine, the opponents are mostly the police. The lobbyists representing several law enforcement groups opposed to the initiative said, you have rich dilettantes who want to legalize drugs and ordinary people who consider the ramifications of legalization on their communities and their families. Well, what ramifications are you talking about? Besides the ones that we were just talking about, the idea that the price would go down and that crime would likely some crime would dry up. Obviously, violent crime is not going to dry up completely because all the other drugs are still illegal. But
well, it's not. There's probably not a lot of violent crime that surrounds marijuana. But what it would do is it would free up cops that find marijuana to be the easiest way to get busts and stuff like that to do other things.
But that may be true, Mark, but also there's a lot of fraud. While there may not be a lot of robberies when it comes to marijuana, there are robberies. I know people who've been robbed for marijuana, but there's also fraud. I remember when we had that call from the guy in Finland, I think it was, he went into a back alley to buy a bag of marijuana from some guy he didn't really know. And it was too dark, so he really wasn't sure what he was getting, but the guy got his money. He got the marijuana, and then he found out it was oregano or something like that.
Right, there's
stuff like that happens a lot in the black market.
The robbery of marijuana purveyors, I don't think the average person in the public really cares that much about, unless it happens to be somebody they love that gets hurt or loses a bunch of money or whatever. Normally what people care about as far as violence is violence that's committed in order to get the money to buy the substance that they're addicted to. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a lot of marijuana-related crime in that area. You know, maybe kids steal money from their parents or something like that in order to get it. Maybe they do a little bit of shoplifting and pawn it.
I know somebody who saw a husband steal money out of his wife's purse to buy some marijuana. So there's some fraud going on out there, and the price would go down. Fact is, there are some people that are on the, kind of on the line of being able to just barely make their bills, to pay their bills. And so saving them hundreds of dollars a week in marijuana purchases, because some people buy an eighth a day. There are some people that buy that much marijuana, eighth of an ounce per day. Some probably buy more than that. Anyway, let me go back to the story here. Lavelle, the cops spokes bureaucrats, pointed to a lopsided defeat of a 2008 ballot issue that would have pushed treatment instead of prison for drug offenders as a sign of voters' leaning. Supporters of the measure heavily outspent opponents, but it was defeated 59-41%. Well, that doesn't really say too much. Maybe those people realized that forcing people into a government sell for treatment.
They already knew they'd have to pay for it one way or the other.
Right. Forcing people into treatment wasn't necessarily that much better than forcing them into a prison cell. Either way, you're
what still. I love about the idea of forcing someone into treatment is, do you honestly think that if somebody doesn't want to quit drugs on their own, they're going to do it?
No way.
You have to want that.
I tend to think that there's essentially treatment centers are brainwashing. And I tend to think that there are some people that, at least for a period of time, and some people for much longer, forever, the treatment works even if they didn't want it initially.
Are you speculating on that, or do you know any stories about that?
Having been through drug treatments myself, I know that people, they want to get through it, they want to get out of it, they They want to succeed for whatever
reason.
They
want to get out of the treatment so they can go get high, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I can't tell you any stories because the drug treatment I was in prison. Yeah. I was in for 7 years after I finished drug treatment. So I don't have a lot of stories of people who got out. But I know a lot of people that did get out that were very successful. So, you know,
it's probably true that some people that are forced to go through treatment end up quitting drugs. But I agree with Julia that if you want to
If they
quit,
want treatment, they should have to pay for it. I don't want to pay to treat people who have a marijuana addiction. I'm just not interested in that. I mean, it's incredible the amount of money that it costs to send somebody to one of these things. You're talking $3,000 or $4,000 a month for the cheap ones.
For marijuana, so they can what, quit and start drinking?
Right. And when you're talking about sending somebody there against their will, then you have to increase that cost by tenfold because they have to put, you know, locking doors
there,
and guards and all kinds of other things on there.
Right.
I don't care. If they want to smoke pot, fine. It doesn't confront me.
I remember once I had a friend when I was like 17 and he went to drug treatment and he used to try to get us to send him like acid, like in a letter because exactly like under the stamp or something like that. So it's just funny because here's somebody in drug treatment and he has to be there. He's trying to get his hands on any drugs he can. And since acid doesn't have an odor to it, he was trying to get friends to sneak it in. And it's just funny. He was just more bored there. So he wanted to do drugs even more.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what I was involved with wasn't treatment, but when I was in jail with three other guys, every single one of them wanted to get out so they could smoke a cigarette. You know, they were just waiting for the moment where they could get out so they could ingest some sort of chemical. Another one of the guys was withdrawing from heroin while he was in there as well. And
that's a great place to withdraw from heroin, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, he was shaking and sweating and all of that.
Poor guy, probably. You can die from that.
That's sad.
But, you know, hey. He's not going to stop doing it. He's been in there before. It wasn't his first time in that jail.
That system doesn't stop people from doing these things.
Mark, it's called corrections facility for a reason.
Yeah, right. Because they understood that rehabilitation meant that you had to have been habilitated at some point. You actually had to have been habilitated. They could rehabilitate you. So that term was overused, and they decided to go with another term. But changing the term doesn't change anything. I one of my best friends, I still talk to him. You know, he's finally out and basically gotten his life back together. Together. Because it never was together. From the time that he was 12 on till I think he's probably still in probation, he's been a ward of the state.
800-259-9231. One of the shocking parts of this story is that the Democrats are against some of the Democrats are against legalization. When you think of Democrats, you don't normally think of that, but it just goes to show that there is no principle behind Republicans or Democrats. They just do whatever it is that's politically expedient, or whatever it is they believe is politically expedient for them. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, your thoughts on legalization, or bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish. with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our webcam is there. You can go and see the show if you would like. When we are doing it live, go to cam.freetalklive.com. There's actually a chat room in the same page, so you can watch.
And we are
doing
it live.
And chat, and we are doing it live right now. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, by the way. Cam.freetalklive.com. Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. I did it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, and I have to say that it was one of the best decisions I made in my life. Very pleased to be here in New Hampshire with these hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who come together like a family to help each other out when aggressed against by the state. They're working in major ways to change things within the system, outside of the system, civil disobedience, creating media. It is such an exciting movement. Over 10,000 people are currently signed up as participants in the Free State Project. We're working our way toward 20,000, and we could use your help. Please go to freestateproject.org to get involved. That's freestateproject.org. And we're talking about California and how they're looking at legalizing cannabis this November on the ballot. Some of the cops, of course, are coming out against it, and we'll talk about some of the Democrats that are apparently opposing it as well. But first, we go to Donald in Nebraska to take your phone calls. Donald, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Donald?
Well, you know, the whole marijuana thing, good idea. Lots of revenue there, but, you know, the pharmaceuticals don't want that. They want you on their drugs and nothing that could actually grow natural.
Well, there may be some truth to that statement, but you don't normally see the pharmaceuticals sending representatives to testify against legalization.
Yeah, true.
Are you suggesting that perhaps they would send money to the anti-legalization movements?
I think they probably would.
Yeah, I was going to say I have no evidence to support this, but I would not be surprised at all if pharmaceutical companies were lobbying for politicians to keep marijuana illegal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't recall the details on this, but I believe some pharmaceutical companies are members of the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, as is Budweiser and some of the major alcohol manufacturers. They are...
kids off drugs.
Right. The drug manufacturers are the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
That is amazing. Well, they must have some great plantation somewhere, I hope.
And somehow they can sleep at night.
They can do it somehow. It's shocking to me. So, Donald, thoughts for us?
No, well, as far as addictions, you're right. You have to want to quit. You can't force it on somebody. You can't force them to quit. It's going to happen. I used to smoke for 8 years. I quit. I just got tired of it. I used to drink. I got tired of it.
Yep.
I think the proof really is, like, when you talk to people who smoke cigarettes, they've heard all of the horrible things, you know, the side effects
of
smoking.
Yeah.
They know that it causes cancer. They know. They don't care. It's worth it to them. So, I mean, if that isn't proof, I mean, I don't know what is.
You make your own choice, and you have to live with your own consequences. That's freedom.
Thanks, Donald, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Brand, listening in Florence, to WVNA. Brand, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey.
Hey, Brand.
Hey, I was just going to say that, you know, I listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks.
And I'll tell you, you guys are a breath of fresh air. You're the only people that are willing to stick it out there and actually speak truth to power and say the things that are hard to say that these standard Americans can't tolerate and don't want to hear.
I've made a career out of it.
Listen, these folks, I'm living in the Bible Belt here. I'm living in the place where right-wing conservatism is just rampant. And, you know, I'm sticking out like a sore thumb because I spent 10 years in the military and the Air Force, traveled all over, worked with all kinds of people, and now I'm back. And, man, I'm just like, where am I? This isn't even my country anymore.
We're not conservatives, of course, as you know. I mean, we're not liberals either, though. So, I mean,
that's me too. I don't know what to call myself. You know,
how about a freedomist?
I don't agree with either side. Totally.
Well, what do you believe?
Well, I'm pro-choice. I think it's a woman's right to choose. I would hope she wouldn't choose to do that, but if she does, it's her choice. It's her body. But at the same time, you know, things like, I don't know, like healthcare. I believe it works in England. I've been there. I've seen it. Went to the doctor there.
Have you seen their teeth?
Yeah.
How's that working?
They got free dental, too.
But seriously, they have that. The Republicans always want to throw off long lines. And the people that I know that have actually been there, done that, not just hearsay, people that have went to the doctors in those countries, they don't ever tell me that.
Let me jump in here on this because you're really looking at the wrong issue when it comes to healthcare. There are a lot of stories out there about socialized medicine, and typically the positive reviews tend to come from younger folks who really don't have the worst problems, and they're still paying taxes, so the system is interested in taking care of them. But when you look at older folks, they tend to not be taken care of as well. But nonetheless, these are just the distractions. The real issue is force. The real issue is it appropriate to force your neighbor to pay for your operation? And I would say that the answer to that is no. What would you say?
Well, I would say this. Here's something else that I believe. I believe the problem has started with the providers. Everybody wants to blame the insurance companies, and you know, they're part of the problem. But it starts with my mother going 2 months ago to get a crown fixed, and the dentist wanting to charge her $800 until she tells him that she had lost her insurance recently, and then he cuts it to $450. So he's trying to recover money on people that he did work on that didn't ever pay him. Well, you can't do that. You can't. Listen, I got no sympathy for anybody in the medical business. If you're not in the medical business to help people, you're in it for the wrong reason. If you're in it,
wait a second. People do this in every line of work, and I understand medicine has this sort of emotional thing around it. But couldn't you say the same thing about plumbers? I've dickered with plumbers and gotten a better deal. I mean, if you didn't get into plumbing to help people go poo, then you aren't in the right business. Advertising, it works the same way. People in advertising, will set higher prices and dicker their way down. I don't do it on Free Talk Live because I find it immoral personally. But if you didn't get into advertising to help people grow their business, you aren't in the right business, right? I mean, you could use this line of thinking anywhere.
You could. But when it comes to life and death, I think it's a different standard.
How about food? I mean, don't people have a right to food? I mean, if that's life and death, if you don't get food.
I've dickered for sandwiches before. Do you think the person was trying to starve me?
Well, that argument could be made. But, I mean, personally, I can't see how somebody could ethically look at somebody else, whether it's a lawyer or a doctor that's living in a $1 million mansion, and they think they deserve it because they graduated from medical school. And
they went through 12 years of schooling.
They're taking from someone else to have that.
They're not taking anything from anyone.
It's not.
They're
I'm
not
on
taking.
Disability.
They're
I can
not
barely
taking.
Walk around. I got steel rods in my spine.
I'm sorry to hear that you have a medical disability.
I can't work for a living anymore. And
I'm sorry to hear it.
So I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
A person isn't stealing from you by providing a service.
Making, you know,
he couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I know.
Brian,
now that I'm on the other end, I'm seeing how the other half lives. And it's not, it doesn't,
Brian,
you know,
no, none of the amount, when, no personal tragic story.
You have to wait years to go to the doctor because
I love
you
this
can't
topic.
Afford health care.
Brian. Can you hear me?
I can't pay the premiums.
Brian.
I don't have the money.
There you go.
I actually said it while he wasn't talking.
So
Brian.
You got to do something.
Brian.
You can't just let people die.
I agree with you. You shouldn't just let people die. And I don't think I have suggested that or anyone on the show has suggested that. What we would suggest, I think, and I think I can speak for all of us in the studio. We're here. I don't think you can hear us for some reason, though.
Oh,
let's put them on hold. The suggestion is that people who need help should get it on a consensual basis. Let's stop forcing people into programs they may or may not necessarily agree with. We can continue in a moment.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough.
What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like this show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you. Did I do that already?
And Julia, okay. I'm and sorry.
Sometimes
I've never done that. I'm sorry.
I'm hanging out.
Not a problem. Brand dropped off the line, unfortunately, but I still wanted to kind of talk about what he was getting to. Because the position seems to be that you're in popular culture, the position in the news media, the position seems to be that you're either in favor of the government's health care reform proposal or the Democrats or whatever, the one that just passed. You're either in favor of that or you hate sick people. And that's a false choice. First of all, I'm not in favor of whatever the hell the Republicans are proposing, because I know it has nothing to do with freedom. Just some other alternative configuration of government regulation of the healthcare industry.
It's really convenient, isn't it, that they've basically made it, like, pinned people against each other by making it seem like there are only two
sure.
solutions every single time?
It's a brilliant system. A brilliant system that does exactly that, that pits people against one another in this internecine conflict that never comes to a true close. It never ends. And so it's not true that if you aren't in favor of the government program that you hate sick people. I think people who need help should get the help that they need. I'm just not willing to enslave my next-door neighbor in order to do that. And that's what taxes are. That's what the whole system is based on. The entirety of the governmental system, whether we're talking about federal, local, state, is based on taxation. That is forced confiscation of people's wealth into the hands of government bureaucrats who then turn around and do whatever the hell they want with it. Now, maybe some people do end up getting helped by this, but that's not the optimum way to do things. It's the most inherently immoral system you can imagine, to essentially victimize absolutely everybody, with the exception of the people that just love paying taxes. I guess they are not being victimized. But the rest of us that don't really appreciate what the government's doing, like bombing people in the Middle East, or whatever other government programs, putting 1.5 million Americans in jail in the war on drugs every single year. You can just go down the laundry list of tyrannical, awful things the government is doing. Just because they give somebody some heart medication in the midst of all the killing that they do, the killing and the robbing and the stealing and the threatening that they do, doesn't justify the robbing, the stealing, and the killing, the threatening. And so stop it.
And let's not forget that the government has ruined the healthcare system as it currently stands in the United States.
Yes.
This is the standard,
greedy doctors.
Standard operating procedure for government. They get involved, they screw things up, they make more rules, they get further involved and further involved until they're so thoroughly involved that they, you know, the government crumbles around them. And then we start it all over again. That's the way it works. That's the system. If the government was out of medicine right now, you'd see more innovations, lower prices, and more competition. You're not going to see competition when you have single payer. Single payer is, by definition, a monopoly. And you don't get innovation out of monopolies.
Plain and simple.
Ever. I mean, that's why monopolies are bad, because they don't serve the public property. Everybody knows monopolies are bad. Why in the world would you want them to put one in charge of the most important aspects of our lives?
I guess
getting
this,
electricity? Monopolies.
It's this fantasy idea that, well, it's different than a monopoly, Mark, because you can elect the board members. That's it, right?
I mean, as far as I could tell, these incumbents get elected 90-something percent of the time because the vast majority of people aren't involved. They don't know what's going on. I shouldn't have to research, you know, hours and hours a day to find out which Congress critter is doing what so that I can elect or, not elect him. No, I'm not interested in that. It's a crappy business model, and it needs competition.
You know, it kind of reminds me of all the time that is spent in on local talk radio. They spend a lot of time talking about the school, it's the school board, and the various different micromanaging of the decisions of the education system. And I just think to myself, you know, I'm glad I don't have to call in to some talk show to talk to politicians about how to run Walmart or how to run a department store. I don't have to deal with all the human resources issues of who's getting what raises and in what way they're getting raises and the health care plans. And because all of these issues, when it's a government program, become public debate. They become a public issue. I don't care what Walmart does as far as their policies are concerned. If I don't like it, if I find out about it and I don't like it, I can go across town. But not so with the one-size-fits-all government system. Let's go to Jack, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello.
Jack, you're on the air.
Okay. I was wanting to point out that health care is basically something that is given to another human being by another human being, and that's where it starts at, is treating a human being like a human being.
Yes, sir. Treating humans like humans, I think, is absolutely appropriate, which means not robbing, stealing, and threatening them. Would you agree? Are you complimenting me?
Well, yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know what happened to the days when people, in order to see a doctor, and all they had to pay was a couple of chickens or a ham or something. And what happened to that?
Well, that's a good question.
A doctor went into the profession to help other human beings.
Yep. And a lot of them still do. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Julia, your brother Luther came over today to get some directions to the doctor. And can you tell a little bit about that doctor?
My doctor?
Yeah.
Well, it's this guy, and he works out of his home. And I'm not sure if he takes insurance or not, but basically he just works for himself, and he does all the paperwork for himself. And it was this really old guy, and he had something on his wall for how long he'd been doing it, and it had been a very long time, and this guy was a legitimate doctor. But basically we drove to the house.
Even wears the lab coat in his house.
Yeah, he looked like a doctor. We went to his house. He had this certain part of his house portioned off, and it was a doctor's office, a real mm-hmm. doctor's office, and the visit cost me $40 cash out of my pocket.
Did he even have a nurse or anything like
no,
that?
No, it was
wasn't it?
Just him, and I yeah. went in, and I think I was having problems with my ears, and he checked out my ears like any doctor normally would, and it was just him, so it cost me $40 cash out of my pocket, which is something that's affordable for someone like me who doesn't have insurance, whereas if I had gone to the hospital, I wouldn't even be able to go in and say, how much is this going to cost? They wouldn't be able to answer the question, and who knows how much I would pay.
I'll answer it for $400.
Right, and this is the answer to the question the gentleman had, which is, you know, what happened to those doctors? Insurance happened to those doctors, which was basically a result of the government instituting a 90% tax bracket, was why they put, you know, these benefits, you know, and then the government instituted, attempted to institute laws that forced the insurance in place. So the government is the answer there. And,
yeah,
and government regulations and a monopoly privilege for AMA union workers, which, you know, that we call allopathic doctors. All of these things are government. Government is what happened to the medical system, and now the expectation is that the government can somehow fix what has happened. No, people, what the government's done is put the final nail in the coffin of what, you know, what looked like anything like a free market in medicine. And I understand we didn't have a free market in medicine. We certainly aren't moving towards it. But they put the final nail in the coffin, and it's going to be single payer, government instituted health care here in the United States after they managed to kill off all the, you know, insurance companies.
I think that most people now just kind of assume that we have this free market healthcare system. I don't think most people realize how much the government is involved in what sort of regulations and taxes and stuff really drive the prices up. I think most people assume that what we have right now is just a free market healthcare system and that that's what's wrong with it.
Yeah. I mean, you will often hear people use the term that the capitalism stinks, and you know what they're saying is the current state of corporatist, government protecting large businesses. You know that's what capitalism is. That's not what capitalism is. I don't think it's worth trying to re-educate them because capitalism is, you know, a dirty word.
I think John Stossel did an episode of his new show Stossel on that, and they called it crony capitalism.
Yeah, crony capitalism.
I thought that was a fair modification of the term.
Yeah.
Where you're using your connections in the government. You're a big wig, big shot industrialist, and you're using your connections in the government to enrich yourself at the cost of everybody.
Well, I get glasses on a regular basis, and something that's always driven me nuts is that you need to get a prescription updated every single year. Now, I've had the same prescription since I was 12 years old, so I could have glasses last me years and years and years until they break. But I legally am required to get, and it's just a racket for the doctors.
Yep, it is.
So government is the answer to his question. You're absolutely right. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we will be back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.